Welcome to Zichud Daf Sim Monday. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Tes Vav. The first parak, Arba Avos. The first parak is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Dvorah Smith, and is dedicated to our courageous soldiers of Tzahal, the remarkable citizens of Israel, and to all incredible Jewish people. May Kodesh Baruch Hu watch over all of us and grant Israel a complete victory over Hamas and the return of all the hostages safely. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Yid Dalet Amud Beis taught that women are included in the laws of damages. The Gemara asked for the source. Rav, as well as Rabbi Yishmael's Academy, quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isha or Isha ki yasmi kochatos ha'adam, a man or woman who shall commit any of the sins of the people. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all punishments of the Torah. Now, if they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. Regarding monetary laws, the pasuk says, Asher tasim lifnehem, that you shall place before them, teaching the Torah equate a woman to men. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man for all monetary laws. Finally, the pasuk says regarding an animal who kills a person, Ehemis ish or isha, and it shall kill a man or a woman, teaching that the Torah equates them with kol misa shebatorah for all killings in the Torah, meaning regarding liability for their murder. The Gemara explains the need for these three drushes. Point number two, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palgan nizka, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua says knasa, it's a penalty. A nafka mina is where one admits that his animal damaged with karen because one does not pay knasa based on his admission. Rav Papa holds stam shvarim lab becheska shimur kaiman. Ordinary oxen are not presumed guarded with respect to karen, meaning it's relatively common for them to gore, and by rights he should pay in full. Rachman hu dechasile de katilo yayitore, but Kodesh Baruch Hu took pity on him because his ox did not yet become a muad and reduced the payment by half. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua holds that ordinary oxen are presumed guarded, and by rights the owner should pay nothing because the damage was unexpected. But Hashem penalized him to pay half the damage so that he should guard his oxen even from this unexpected damage. The Gemara will conclude that the halakha is a chatzin nezek as a kanas. And point number three, the Gemara says that since the halakha is a chatzin nezek as a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep, or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage, and we do not collect it in bavo. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we do not take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, we place a ban upon him, forbidding people from going within 4 amas of him or eating and drinking with him. Regardless of whether the victim requests a court date in Eretz Yisrael or not, we place a ban upon the damaging party until he destroys the damaging animal, because Rabbi Nassim darshan a pasuk to teach that a person may not raise a vicious dog in his house. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Yid Dalet Amud Beis taught that women are included in the laws of damages, and the Gemara asked for the source. Rav, as well as Rabbi Yishmael's Academy, quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isha or Isha ki yasmi kochatos ha'adam, a man or woman who shall commit any of the sins of the people. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all punishments of the Torah. Now, if they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. Regarding monetary laws, the pasuk says, Asher tasim lifnehem, that you shall place before them, teaching the Torah equate a woman to men. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man for all monetary laws. Finally, the pasuk says regarding an animal who kills a person, Ehemis ish or isha, and it shall kill a man or a woman, teaching that the Torah equates them with kol misa shebatorah for all killings in the Torah, meaning regarding liability for their murder. The Gemara explains the need for these three drushes. Point number two, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palgan nizka, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua says knasa, it's a penalty. A nafka mina is where one admits that his animal damaged with karen because one does not pay knasa based on his admission. Rav Papa holds stam shvarim lab becheska shimur kaiman. Ordinary oxen are not presumed guarded with respect to karen, meaning it's relatively common for them to gore, and by rights he should pay in full. Rachman hu dechasile de katilo yayitore, but Kodesh Baruch Hu took pity on him because his ox did not yet become a muad and reduced the payment by half. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua holds that ordinary oxen are presumed guarded, and by rights the owner should pay nothing because the damage was unexpected. But Hashem penalized him to pay half the damage so that he should guard his oxen even from this unexpected damage. The Gemara will conclude that the halakha is a chatzin nezek as a kanas. And pointing with you, the Gemara says that since the halakha is a chatzin nezek as a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep, or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage, and we do not collect it in bavel. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we do not take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, we place a ban upon him, forbidding people from going within 4 amas of him or eating and drinking with him. Regardless of whether the victim requests a court date in Eretz Yisrael or not, we place a ban upon the damaging party until he destroys the damaging animal, because Rabbi Nassim darshan a pasuk to teach that a person may not raise a vicious dog in his house. Alright, so now we go to Simur Daf Tezvav, and our standard simon is a fruit bowl, because Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the simon more distinct. So here goes. The woman who discovered that woman are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because Chetzi Nezek Kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. Once again, slow motion. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat relates to fruit bowl. The woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara brings sources that women are also chayv in damages in monetary law as well in liability for their murder. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because of chetzi nezek kanas, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a machlokas about palgan niska, the half damages payment for when a tum animal damages. Rav Papa says mamona, it's a monetary payment of liability, and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua says kanasa, it's a penalty. A nafkamina is where one admits that his animal damaged with care because one does not pay a kanas based on his admission. The Gemara concludes that chetzi nezek is a kanas. So the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because chetzi nezek kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. Which reminds us, the Gemara says that since the halacha is that chetzi nezek is a kanas, if a dog killed and ate a sheep or a cat killed and ate large chickens, it's an unusual damage and we do not collect in bavel. Collection of any kanas requires judges with smicha, which is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Still, if the victim seized property of the damaging party, we don't take it away from him. Also, if the victim requested a court date in Eretz Yisrael to make his claim before judges with smicha, we set a date for him, and if the damaging party does not go, we place a ban upon him. So once again, the woman who discovered that women are also chayv in damages when she dropped and smashed her friend's fruit bowl was informed that because chetzi nezek kanas, a court date was set in Eretz Yisrael because it seems her little cat was guilty of killing and eating someone's large chickens. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blot Back Chazara. Daf Yadav, so the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. When the thief threw a blanket decorated in stars, that must be one Daf Yadav. When the thief threw a blanket decorated in stars over the rotting carcass he had to keep because Ein Shamin L'Ganav, which reminds us, Shmuel said Ein Shamin L'Ganav L'Gazim, we do not evaluate for a thief or a robber the carcass of a stolen animal which died, rather they keep the carcass and pay in full, Elon and Zokin, we only evaluate a carcass for cases of damages. Tosfos explains that although generally one can pay with anything of value, thieves cannot because the Torah requires them to fully replace the stolen item or its value in money. So when the thief threw a blanket decorated in stars over the rotting carcass he had to keep because Ein Shamin L'Ganav, his wife who just miscarried a shilya over 2 days demanded he get it out of the house, which reminds the Gemara discusses how we count a woman's tumah if a shilya, an amniotic sac, partially emerged during a miscarriage on 1 day and finished emerging the next day. So when the thief threw a blanket decorated in stars over the rotting carcass he had to keep because Ein Shamin L'Ganav, his wife who just miscarried a shilya over 2 days demanded he get it out of the house, while his shomer guarding his getaway car got another shomer to watch it because he couldn't take the smell. Which reminds the Gemara brings Malchokas whether a shomer who transferred something he was washing to another shomer is exempt from damages to the item. Daf Yud Beis. So the Zim Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The boy who picked up an Eved holding a microwave oven to show his 11 brothers. Boy, 11 brothers? That must be on Daf Yud Beis. 12 brothers. The boy who picked up an Eved holding a microwave oven to show his 11 brothers, an Eved is like Arka in terms of acquiring metaltaline. with the Kinyanaga, which reminds us of Gemara discusses if Avadimar like Karka regarding acquiring metaltling along with them. So the boy who picked up an Eved holding a microwave oven to show his 11 brothers, and Eved is like Karka in terms of acquiring metaltling with the Kinyanaga, accidentally dropped him on a live Bechor, making him chayv to pay damages, which reminds us the Mishnah and Daf Tes Amud Beis taught that one is only chayv for damages to properties which are not subject to Me'ilah. Now this implies that even if they're hektish, one would be chayv for damaging them, provided they're not subject to Me'ilah. Rabbi Yochanan explains that the Mishnah refers to Kachim Kalim, Karbanos of lesser Kedusha, such as Shalmim or Bechor, and follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Agli, who holds that Kachim Kalim Mamun Balim, who it's the personal property of the owner. So the boy who picked up an Eved holding a microwave oven to show his 11 brothers, and Eved is like Karka in terms of acquiring metaltling with a Kinyan Agav, accidentally dropped him on a live Bechor, making him chayiv to pay damages to the Kohen who's trying to sell it, since nowadays it belongs to him, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that an unblemished Bechor may be sold by a Kohen while it's alive, and a blemished one may be sold even after Shechita. Rav Nachman explained this refers to a Bechor nowadays, which cannot be sacrificed and so belongs to a Kohen. Still, if it was shechted without a blemish, it's prohibited in benefit as a carbon shechted outside the Mikdash. While the Beit Mikdash is standing, a live unblemished Bechor does not belong personally to the Kohen. Rav Nachman was challenged from Rav Yossi Agli, who considers Kachim Kalim to be personal property, even with the Beit Mikdash is standing. Ravina answers, Rav Yossi discusses a Bechor outside Eretz Yisrael, which Rabbi Shimon holds should not be brought to Eretz Yisrael to be sacrificed, and is therefore the Kohen's property. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy, whose first ever Shlamim, which was a Tam gourd, making Mechayev to pay half damages from the meat, but not from the Emorim, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said, Shlamim Sheziku, if a Shlamim animal which is a Tam damages, Gova Masarin, he may collect half damages from its meat, which the owner normally eats, Veina Gova Me'emoran, but cannot collect from its Emorim the part sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Although this seems obvious, since Emorim are brought on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Abba meant he cannot even collect from the meat corresponding to the value of the Emorim, which cannot be collected, and only collects half of the meat. So the Bar Mitzvah boy, whose first ever Shlamim, which was a Tam gourd, making him chayv to pay half damages on the meat, but not from the Emorim, was in the midst of admitting to a rabbi it was Nechas Miuchadim, and not Hefker, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tes Amud Beis taught that damage payments only applied to Nechasim Miuchadim, privately owned properties, and three interpretations are given. The second one being Prat L'Nichsei Hefker. The Mishnah is excluding ownerless properties. The Gemara explains the cases where an ownerless animal damaged an owned one, and someone else acquired it. The damaged party has no claim to the animal, which was unowned at the time of the damage. So, the Bar Mitzvah boy, whose first ever Shlamim, which was a Tam gourd, making Mechayev to pay half damages on the meat, but not the Emorim, was in the midst of admitting to a rabbi it was Nechasim Yuchadim, and not Hefker, when all of a sudden he noticed the pet goat was eating the Nizak's produce in the chatzar his family jointly owned with the Nizak, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if a jointly owned chatzar is exempt from Shein and Regel. Daf Yadal, so the Simmer Daf Yadal is a Yad hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, juggler, that must be on Daf Yadal, Yad hand. When a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar designated for fruit, but not oxen, which reminds the Gemara discusses the case of a chatzar, which is miucheretz l'peres v'enu miucheretz l'shvarim, designated for produce, but not for oxen. Since oxen are not permitted to be ridden by the partners of this chatzar, the damage is considered to take place in another's field, and one is liable for shein and regel. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled, that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists several rules about payments of damages, and the Gemara explains each one. The first is shum kesef. Payment is based on monetary assessment. Rabbi Yehuda explains, shum zet lo yael bekesef. Their assessment of damages should only be based on the amount of money lost. So when a cow ate the juggler's fruit, he juggled that was kept in a jointly owned chatzar, designated for fruit, but not oxen. The juggler realized he would get paid for the damage minus the value of the mazik's window he broke while performing his juggling act. For the Yosomi who only pay their father's obligations from land they inherited, not metaltling. Which reminds us, the next phrase in the Mishnah is shavah kesef. Payment is made with something worth money. A brayso explains it means that payment is only from nechasim sheisha machrayis, meaning land. Still, if the damaged party went first and seized metaltling, movable items, basin govin lomahen, basin collects for him from them. In a brayso we learn regarding orphans of the responsible party, they only pay the father's obligations from land they inherited, and not metaltling. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we machokas if kesi nesek is mamun or kanas? That's on daf Tezvav. Good number two. Which other one about shum kesef that damages are assessed on a monetary basis? That's on daf. Yadar. Good number three. Which daf do we discuss if slaves are like kark regarding acquiring metaltolin along with them? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good number four. Which daf do we discuss whether one is chai for damages of shein and regel in Rishus HaNizak VaHamazik? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good number five. Which daf do we discuss the source that women are also chayv for damages? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good number six. Which daf do we learn that Yisomim only pay for their father's obligations from a karka, not metaltolin? That's on daf. Yadalad. Good number seven. Which daf do we discuss how we count days of tuma when a woman miscarries a shulya over 2 days? That's on daf. Yadav. Good number eight. Which of the one a shlamim tam that damages we collect from its meat but not from its emurim? That's on daf. Yud Gimel. Good number nine. Which daf do we learn that with unusual cases in Bavel, such as a cat eating large chickens, the case can be tried in Eretz Yisrael where the dayanim have smicha? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number ten. Which of the one that won't be chai for damages to a live kachim kalim, such as bechor or shlamim? That's on daf. Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhoff from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.